Hey, LaRonda. So I read your message, and I want you to know, first of all, that I am praying for you, that those moments when we see brokenness between our children and I, when our relationships are not solid as we wish, we're not as close to them as we desire, those are hard moments for us. And I want you to know that I'm praying for there to be a reconciliation, for a coming back together for you all. And I believe that's going to be a journey. And so as you all begin that journey, I want to just give you some guidelines or some ideas. And if you want to talk about this further, then, you know, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to schedule a one-on-one session with you. And you can you and I can talk further about any details that might support you in doing this. But let's start with first. I want you to recognize, you said you described this as a breaking point for you. And I think often when we say breaking point, we mean this is the point where I'm about ready to give up. I've tried all I know. I'm tired. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm all of these things. And I want to reframe breaking point for and have us look at that differently. Instead of seeing that as a point of giving up, let's instead see breaking point as the moment when we allow whatever's not working in our relationship to go. Like right now, there's something in the relationship that's not working and you're still holding on to it. Meaning, I'm going to give some examples of other moms that I've talked to. I don't know that this is your particular circumstance, but I just want to give some examples for you to understand. I've met moms who have done negotiations with their children. They have given them second chances. They have tried to save them from consequences of their decisions. They have not kept their word with their children when they said, here's a consequence, then they didn't go and enforce it. They have not laid down ground rules in their home until something happens. They weren't like on the front end of saying, this is the expectation of how you will behave and how you will talk to me as your mother. Instead, once the child does something that they don't like, then they say, you shouldn't talk to me that way. You follow what I'm saying? So there are just some things that aren't working in the family. And as long as we hold on to them, they continue to give us the results in our relationship and in our household that we don't want. So identifying what ain't working. How do you identify what's not working? Ask yourself, what is really bothering you right now? Like, what is it that they're doing that you're labeling as disrespect? Is it the way they're talking to you? Is it the fact that they're not talking to you? Is it the fact that, is it the way that they're handling things that you give them? Like, I give them clothes and they just throw them on the floor, or I have toys that I've purchased for them and they're not picking them up and taking care of them. Then when they break them, they're asking me to spend my money to go do or replace them. Follow? Ask yourself what it is specifically that's bothering you, and then deal with that. And I say deal with the one that's bothering you the most, right? And then work on that and make some traction. Another thing, I want you to identify the chief in your, because you said children, so there's more than one. Who is the one that's really being the ringleader here? Is it the oldest or is it the youngest? Meaning, is it the oldest who's leading this and so the younger's following suit? Or is the younger one being allowed to slide and so the older one is like, hey, the younger one can get away with it, I'm gonna do it too. Ask yourself who's leading in this and then really put your focus and effort on that one. Because if they led their siblings into trouble, they can lead them out of it too. They can be a leader. They are a natural leader. That's why the sibling is following them. Allow them to, as they change, lead the other one. And when the one who is following suit, the one who is saying, hey, if this is how we're going to do it, I'm going to do it too, look for signs of them changing. Because when they see that the shift is happening in the home, they will start to pull back on what they recognize. Oh, there's a new expectation in the home. I don't want to be a part of that. So look for those moments when they pull back, when they start to do what it is you want them to do. Reward that. Give that full attention. Give them attaboys, high fives. You rock. You're awesome. I saw you. Point out the moments where you can say, I see you. I see you doing the right thing. I see you trying to do the right thing. And I want you to know I see your effort and I appreciate that. Speak to that. Now, with both of the children, begin to speak more to the good than to the things that frustrate you. Because what we focus on grows. So if we continue to focus on what ain't working, what ain't working, what ain't working, it keeps becoming more and more evident, right? It's like if you focus on, let's just take our nation right now, and we focus on what's not working in our nation, it just intensifies and magnifies, and pretty soon you just kind of see it everywhere. You're like, this ain't working, and this ain't working, and this is bad in our country, and this is bad in our country, when truly there's some challenges in our country, but there's also some good. What if all of us shifted and started just finding good things in our nation as we work on the challenges? Hear me. I'm not saying let's just put on rose-colored glasses and only talk about the good stuff. I'm saying as we work on, can we be willing to work on that? And I want you to continue to work on what ain't working, but I don't want you to solely focus on what's not working, but reward the effort to change. Because you know, change takes effort. It takes effort for us as adults. If you've been sedentary as a lifestyle and suddenly you want to start working out, it's going to take effort to change that, right? You got to create some new habits and some new patterns in your life in order to create that change. And there's times when you'll not feel like it, right? And you still get up and you still go work out. And there's going to be days, well, you'll miss it. You'll bust it. You sat up there and ate half a cake. You ate some ice cream and you know you didn't need to do that, right? Yet, you don't want anybody to count you out the game because you jacked it up a few days in a row, right? You want somebody to come in and say, hey, I saw you for 2 weeks. You were doing it. You fell down this week. That's fine. You fell down today. That's fine. Get back up. Do it again. And that's the attitude I want you to have with your children. Let me tell you, this is going to take prayer and this is going to take effort. Because when you look at them, they're frustrating you and you can start to look at them with frustration in your eyes. And I am going to need you to pray for God to change your heart towards them so that when you look at them, you look at them through the eyes of love. They're fallen and they're following a fallen path. And you're trying to get them on a strong, right path. They're following the crooked path. You're trying to get them on the straight. So see them through the eyes of love and restore them to the straight path. That means you might have to go through some briars and thorns to get them there. But do it as if their life depends on it, because their life depends on it. Do it because the peace in your home depends on it, because the peace in your home depends on it. Do it because God has enabled you to do it, because God has enabled you to do it. You know why this disturbs you so? Because God is not a God of disorder. God is not a God of a lack of peace. Where God is, there is peace. Get some God back in this household. Get some right living back in this household. Get some order, some respect, some parental authority back in this household. Because it ain't too late. Don't let nobody tell you that. Don't let the enemy tell you that this is too late. Don't let him say it's at the breaking point. You got to give up. Don't let him tell you you're too tired to deal with this. You ain't too tired. You never be too tired for our babies. We are never too tired for our children. And they need you more than they ever have needed you before. They're pushing the boundaries. They're testing you. And they're saying, how far will you go? Show them how far you will go. Show them you will go farther than they ever thought. That you will rise to the call of what they're calling for you right now. Because I believe when our children start acting up, what they're doing is calling out for leadership. Now you get to sit back and assess what kind of leadership do they need right now? Do they need firm leadership? Do they need a gentle approach? Do they need structure right now? Or do they need someone to put an atmosphere of grace around them? And from what I'm hearing you describe, they're looking for some firm leadership that's going to be consistent in its approach and level-headed. Hear me. This is not the time to fly off on emotion. This is the time for you to be really clear. Have you ever driven past a building or in particular, I see this with hotels, where the hotel has changed some. It's still a hotel, and they want to let people know, we've changed. You might see a new name out front, but it's still a hotel, and we're open for business. And they'll hang out a big, beautiful banner, and it'll say, under new management. I want you to essentially have that in your home, where you come to your children and say, hey, I haven't given you everything that you need, and you all are calling out for me to give you more. So I want you to know, we're under new management. We're about to do things different in this household. Things are about to change. What was okay yesterday is no longer okay. Do-do-do-do, sound the bugle, girl, and get to work. Here's the way this is going to go. And here's how I expect you to behave. If you do not do that, here is the consequence. Please understand, you will not get warnings anymore. You will not get 1, 2, 3 countdowns. You will not get prepped for this. This is your prep. This announcement is your prep. I will not be emotion-led in my consequence with you. It's going to be flat, and it's going to be what it is. Test me in this. Know that when you test me, I will always come through every single time. I'm not home. I will still deliver the consequence. You do it behind my back, consequence will still happen. That they can count on you because they're asking you right now. Will you come through? Like, what, do you really mean it? Are you sure? They're pushing and testing the boundaries. Let them know the boundaries exist. Matter of fact, pick up the boundaries that have been gotten really loose, some down fences, all of that. Erect the fences and move them jokers in tight. Tight. Because you want them to test the boundary and show you right there. Test them quick. Not, I want you by tonight, you get this done. No, I want this done in the next 30 minutes. They don't get it done, and you know it was something they could have achieved in the next 30 minutes. Consequence. And they know it's coming. Give them something else to do. They don't get it done. Boom. Go to your room. Get this done right now. Boom. They don't go. Consequence. Come on. Like, it is going to be really moving those fences in so that they don't have a whole wide breadth of options. They don't have a lot of rope to hang themselves. They got a short, short, short leash. My lips, your ears. Let's close the gap. We're losing stuff between us. When I say it, you execute. When I ask it, you answer the question. When I say come here, you come. It's basics. It's fundamentals. Think about it. When you have someone who enrolls in the military, what's the first thing they work on? Left face, right face, about face, forward march, halt. Is it because soldiers don't know they left from their right? No. They're saying, when I say something, you respond. I speak, you respond. I'm the leader, you're the follower. I know what you need to do to be prepared for where you're going, and I'm the one to tell you exactly how to get there, but first, you got to listen to me. If you won't listen to me, I can't get you in the right place, and you will be in danger. Your life is in danger, and I need you to see that for your children. If you can't get them to listen to you, you can't get them to do what's right, then their life is in danger. Their life is in danger. It's just that serious. You can do this. You're not too tired. You're not too tired. You can do this. and they need you to do this. So get yourself girded up. It's time. The battle cry is going out. It's the sound of their disobedience, of their disrespect. The battle cry is being sound. Answer the call. Answer it. Rise up in the leadership that they need, because their life depends on it.